next up, we'll bring back Jackie to update on the NASCAR Bounty Program.
Hi, good morning again, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling, and Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor up here in the Northeast. Just wanted to provide a quick update on the 2022 Nest Predator Bounty Program. As you know, the Game Fish and Parks has been administering this program, part of Governor Noem's Second Century initiative. This marks the fourth year of the program. Something new for this year, as you remember last year, the commission resolution was passed for the 2021 and 2022 programs. And in that, for 2022, something that is new is that the month of March is open for resident youth under the age of 18 only. And then starting in April, it'll be opened up to all residents to participate in the program. So it just started here this last Tuesday for, again, youth under 18. Don't believe we have any submissions yet. Still pretty early and chilly outside. Again, the eligible species are raccoon, red fox, skunk, badger, and opossum. The $10 per eligible tail again this year with a maximum total payout of $500,000, which is, and also $590 limit per household, which has been similar to past years. Staff will be available to help customers on designated days and times again this year. Those are all listed on our website and have been in some news releases, but for the most part, more staff would be available, I guess, on our designated days, which this year will be, for the most part, Tuesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. A quick recap. Since the program started in 2019, we've had over 5,500 individuals participate in the program, and about 20% of those being under the age of 18. In 2021, 29% of the participants were under the age of 18, which was a 16% increase from 2020. We also had a weekly giveaway that we did for the youth under 18 last year, and we'll do that as well this year. The Game Fish and Parks, the outdoor campuses, especially the education staff, have really been putting on some additional trapping-based education classes, both online and in person. So they've really been engaging youth and other ages as well in trapping education, along with this Nest Predator Bounty Program. So that's it in a nutshell. It's probably in April I'll be back to give an update, at least maybe see what happened here for the month of March for the youth under 18. But so far nothing has been submitted, and our first collection, official collection day, is March 22nd. So, with that, if you have any questions.
All right, thank you, Jackie. Commissioner Beach,
you got very many individuals that max the program out, $510.
Commissioner, I don't have that number handy, but I know we do have individuals definitely that do meet that household max. I can get you that number. I just don't have it off the top of my head.
All right, further questions? All right, thank you, Jackie.